The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Okay, let's move on to a special survey, a research done by LinkedIn, the online network for professionals, which makes certain claims about workplace opportunities for LGBT workers. Lisa Finnegan, Senior HR Director at LinkedIn, what were your main findings?
So we had a really interesting findings, actually, Matt, in this survey. We saw that 1 in 5 Irish adults actually believe that employers don't provide equal opportunities, or less than 1 in 5 Irish adults feel that employers don't provide equal opportunities for members of the LGBTQ plus workforce. On the positive side, we saw that 2/3 of Irish professionals actually saw themselves as being an ally to those as part of the LGBT community. So somebody
only
who
2/3? I would suggest 1/3 don't bother.
Absolutely. So I think we've seen huge social progress since the 2015 marriage referendum. But I do believe that actually societal change is still slow to take hold, particularly within the Irish workforce.
There still seems to be also from your survey a small number who feel uncomfortable in the workplace due to their sexuality, that they feel uncomfortable at expressing it or letting people know about it.
Absolutely. So 20% of LGBT professionals actually feel uncomfortable in the workplace due to their sexuality. And this is kind of further backed up by the fact that only 1/3 of those in the LGBT community are actually fully out and open and work and open with their direct manager.
Okay, that is surprising. Even despite the fact of the changes that came about in relation to the marriage equality referendum in 2015.
Absolutely. So what we've seen is that people come out, particularly when they're in university, with their friends, with their families. And then there's almost a re-entry into the closet, if you will. And so really looking for employers to make sure that the workplaces feel like an inclusive environment and that people feel they can bring their authentic selves to work.
And are they also experiencing continued discrimination in the sense of, say, like been made uncomfortable by like anti-LGBT jokes and things been made?
So 1 in 10 Irish professionals have said that they've actually witnessed discrimination in the workplace. Now, this can be something minor, like it might be not being invited on a team night out, not being part of a sports team, microaggressions, but that do actually have a really deep impact on an individual and the day-to-day experiences of their lives. And ultimately, you know, we're in a tight talent market, Matt. We cannot afford to have people not feel like they belong in the workforce because they will leave. They will have other opportunities out there.
It's also there's their human rights, even
Absolutely.
Just beyond whether it's the company's benefit in getting employees. Stephen O'Hare is with us as well, Chief Executive of the Transgender Equality Network Ireland. What do you make of these findings? Do they in any way surprise you?
No, they don't. And we very much welcome the survey by LinkedIn. LinkedIn, we feel, is an organisation that has taken great strides in recent years to address issues of LGBT inclusion and including our own community, the trans community, in their workplace. But we're not surprised with the findings, and they certainly accord with findings that we have seen in relation to our own community over the years. People are fearful of coming out. People are fearful of changing jobs or seeking advancement for the environment, in relation to the environment that they work in, where they feel they may be subject to discrimination, they may be subject to unwelcome comments, or they don't feel it would help them in their career progression. And that's a problem.
Surely it's not a question of can you do the job, irrespective of what your personal sexuality is?
Well, I think the issue comes down to perception. People will be in the working environment and they will hear jokes, they will hear comments. Certainly they will feel if comments or eyes are being put on them in relation to their sexuality or indeed their gender identity. And that can be very uncomfortable. It can be a very uncomfortable place for people. And people who are not out sometimes witness the treatment of people who are out, and they might say, you know what, that's not for me, that's not a place I'm willing to go, I'm going to feel very uncomfortable in that situation. And so it isn't always a case that it's a meritocracy. Oftentimes there are characteristics and factors that people have that they feel and do impinge on their advancement in the workplace, and it's problematic.
What about companies which have employees who show openly homophobic or transphobic behaviour? Are they doing enough to actually punish such miscreant behaviour?
We would say they're not. Very recently, Transgender Equality Network Ireland and the University of Limerick partnered on an online campaign calling out homophobia, biphobia and transphobia. And it was called Call It Out. And really what it was saying to people was, you know, if you see or witness or even experience transphobia, homophobia or biphobia, you should feel that you can call it out. And calling it out can be done in a number of different ways. It can be directly, it can be indirectly, and it can be putting in place policies and practices and training employees and managers to recognise and take action against homophobia, biphobia and transphobia where they see it. And they should do this in the workplace. A lot of companies like LinkedIn will adopt progressive policies in relation to how people are to be treated in the workplace, whether they're staff or customers, in relation to sexual orientation and gender identity. And we would encourage that. And indeed, it's something that we provide training for and other LGBT organisations provide training for.
OK, thank you very much, Stephen O'Hare from Transgender Equality Network Ireland. Just to finish with you, Lisa Finnegan from LinkedIn, are there certain professions that do better than others when it comes to providing the type of supports for giving for the opportunities for promotion?
I think we get absolutely varied across the different industries. From our own perspective, what we've looked to do is to really come at this from a sense of humility. We don't have all of the answers in LinkedIn, but we are willing to actually ask the question and listen to what our employees who are part of that community want. Employee resource groups are a great way to go. They do not cost a lot of money, so SMEs can absolutely engage with them. But it's a fabulous way of engaging with employees who are part of this community and understanding what would make them be happier coming to work every single day.
Listener here says, I'm a gay man working in construction. I'm married to a man. I wear a wedding ring, but I would never correct anyone who refers to my wife.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.